Hello, and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast, number 1856. The topic is mindset, and the title is Not All Regret is the Same. Meredith and I are listening to a book called Becoming Bulletproof by Evie Pomperus. The last name is spelled P-O-U-R-A-S. Becoming Bulletproof. It's a pretty cool book. We were listening to it on the drive down from South Carolina to Miami. We enjoy listening to the book, and then we just kind of pause and have discussions and chit-chat when something interesting comes up. And while we were listening, the author was discussing regret, and specifically the difference of regret of inaction versus the regret of action, and the intensity of the feeling of regret. In the book, she states that people often feel the intensity of regret of inaction at a sustained level. It never changes. It's just always there. Whereas the regret of action fades over time. So for example, let's say you really like someone. You wanted to speak to them, maybe ask them out on a date, but you were too afraid. Once the opportunity passed, you then had the regret of inaction. And that feeling of regret, that sense of, what if? What if? What if I had talked to them? What if I had said hello? And that feeling of what if doesn't fade. It doesn't really go away. It may fade once you find your next relationship. But until then, it stays pretty consistent. Let's think of the regret of not losing weight. Maybe every day you look in the mirror, every day you're unhappy in how you look. You have this sense of regret, this sense of, I should do something about this. And every day, it never fades. Maybe you have the goal of wanting to be bigger, have bigger muscles. Maybe you want to be stronger. Maybe you want to have a better relationship with someone close to you. Maybe you want to get a promotion at work. There could be many things that we want to do, but we don't follow through. We then have the feeling of what if, that never goes away. In comparison, we have the regret of action. Say you do act when that attractive person comes. And you do talk to them, you do ask them out. But they say no. Ugh. You've been rejected. That stings, it hurts. No one likes rejection. But typically, that will actually lessen over time. Or you can choose to lessen the feeling by just telling yourself, hey, at least I tried. Knowing you tried can help lessen the hurt because you feel that you did your part. Maybe you wanted to open a business. You tried. It was overwhelming, and within a year, it never took off. You had to quit the dream, go back to a basic job to make ends meet. Definitely painful. You're definitely going to have a sense of regret that it didn't work out better. But at least you tried. Whereas if you had that dream and you never tried it, you'd have a consistent sense of what if. At least I tried feels better than what if. Those are the feelings we may have to wrestle with after the opportunity. But what about during it? During the opportunity, during the struggle of not doing it while you have the opportunity, you have the pain of doing nothing. The pain of seeing each day go by unfulfilled, wasted, with you ending every day unhappy. I know this is really sad. Hopefully I don't make everybody depressed. But when we have the opportunity and we don't take it, we're in the opportunity and we're not taking it. Oh, that hurts. That hurts every damn day that you see go by. Hurts. Or you could work towards your goal. And you would have the pain, you'd have the hurt of doing the work, having to get up early, having to change your priorities, communicate to other people, maybe change what others' expectations are of you. You have to put in the effort when you'd rather not. You have to go work out when you'd rather not. You'd have to go eat a meal when you'd rather not. You have to go do things when you would rather not. During the dream, you have the pain of watching time be wasted. Or the pain of doing the work. Either way, there's pain. So while we have the opportunity, not doing it doesn't spare you from pain. It causes you to stay in a different type of pain. A pain that never changes. The pain of what if. Whereas if you go through the pain of the work, you get glimpses of success, moments of hope. There's variability to the pain. During the opportunity, there is pain either way. But there's less pain if we try. After the opportunity, whether we fail or not, but if we fail, there's regret either way. But there's less pain if we try. Again, during the opportunity, there is pain either way, but less pain if we try. After the opportunity, if failed, there's regret either way, but less pain if we tried. Whether you're successful or not, you cannot always control. But whether you try or not, you can always control. And if you try or not, there's pain. If you succeed or not, there's pain. But if you try, regardless of the outcome, there's less pain. What do you want to try? What are your goals? What is something you want to do differently in your life? But you're afraid. Whatever it is, you're going to have pain either way. So choose your pain. Make the choice to try. Because failure or not, it's less pain. If you try, it's pain with a hope of improvement. If you try, it's pain with a hope of change. If you try, it's pain with a hope of success. If you try, it's pain with hope. Don't be in pain for nothing. Choose your pain. Choose to live the life you truly want. I hope if you die with any regrets, I hope you die with the regret of, at least I tried. That's going to sting a lot less. It's going to hurt a lot less. To know that you gave your best. Hell, to know you gave something. Feels a lot better than to have done nothing. And to have to live with the what if. So whatever you want to be successful at, whatever you want to try, whatever changes you want to make, I hope that you try. If there's anything I can help with, if there's anything I can do, email me at brutalirongym@gmail.com. Okay? Wish you good luck. If you like the podcast, please share the podcast. If you like the podcast, please consider donating to support the podcast, which you can do on our website. If you like the information we share in the podcast, you can find more from us on our social media channels. You can find us and follow us on Instagram and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.